The city of Chicago has just finished completely rebuilding its famed Wacker Drive. The two-tiered historic thoroughfare along the Chicago River underwent a nearly two-year-long facelift at a cost of $200 million. Reporter David Shaper went down to the river today to take a look.
For years, Lower Wacker Drive was the fastest way to get from the lakefront and North Michigan Avenue on the east to the west side of Chicago's Loop if you were willing to take the risk. Dark, damp, and dingy, the street beneath the street that was immortalized in a car chase scene in the Blues Brothers movie featured enormous potholes and huge rodents, along with hairpin turns and narrow lanes that just disappeared at support posts. Trucks making deliveries to the 57 high-rises along Wacker Drive tried to squeeze under clearances of just 12 feet 4 inches, some of them occasionally getting stuck. And the nooks and crannies of Lower Wacker became the preferred shelter from Chicago's brutal winters for hundreds of the city's homeless. Still, it was the preferred route for cab drivers like Sergei Pachuk.
It's good for job, for everybody. I save my time. About a ride for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes.
Pachuk and other cabbies would whisk passengers from one end of the loop to the other, darting between trucks, posts, and other cabs.
Typically, it's dangerous drive.
Dangerous and falling into disrepair, the city shut down the then 75-year-old Wacker Drive in February of 2001 to completely rebuild it. Chicago Transportation Commissioner Miguel Díaz-Scotto says the reconstruction presented significant engineering challenges.
The entire part that you ride and walk on, the upper level, is a bridge. It's not a roadway, it's a bridge, so it's not a matter of digging dirt and laying it down. This is all being built on structure up in the air.
Díaz-Scotto says Lower Wacker now has higher clearances, wider lanes, and fewer, less obtrusive support posts, along with brighter lighting, new sidewalks, and a riverside walkway. That's a vital feature, according to Chicago Mayor Richard Daley.
The river is one of the most important pieces of property now. There'll be more access to it, more opportunities to use the river than ever before.
River tour boats, water bikes, and gondolas, like those in Venice, now dock along Wacker Drive. And the city's economy depends on truck access to downtown high-rises along Lower Wacker. Cab and delivery drivers, frustrated by downtown gridlock, can hardly wait for Wacker's reopening. But with this facelift, they may find they have to share the road with more commuters and tourists than ever before. And they can't use it at all until tonight, after the city recreates the Blues Brothers chase scene that made Wacker Drive famous. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper in Chicago.